This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for metformin exarmylin, active ingredient, S, metformin hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using metformin exarmylin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using metformin exarmylin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking metformin exarmylin? Metformin exarmylin contains the active ingredient metformin hydrochloride. Metformin exarmylin belongs to a group of medicines called biguanides. It lowers high blood glucose levels by improving your body's sensitivity to insulin and restoring the way it normally uses glucose, reducing the amount of glucose your liver makes, delaying the amount of glucose your intestine absorbs. Metformin exarmylin is used to control blood glucose, sugar in people with type 2 diabetes mellitus, especially in those who are overweight. It is used when diet and exercise are not enough to control high levels of blood glucose. Metformin exarmylin can be used alone or in combination with other medicines for treating diabetes. Type 2 diabetes mellitus. Type 2 diabetes mellitus is also called non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, NIDM, or maturity onset diabetes. Insulin is a hormone that enables body tissues to take up glucose from the blood and to use it for energy or fat storage for future use. People with type 2 diabetes are unable to make enough insulin, or their body does not respond properly to the insulin it does make. This causes a buildup of glucose in the blood, which can lead to serious medical problems. Long-term hyperglycemia can lead to heart disease, blindness, kidney damage, poor blood circulation and gangrene. Signs of hyperglycemia may include tiredness or lack of energy, headache, thirst, passing large amounts of urine, blurred vision. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why metformin exarmylin has been prescribed for you. Metformin exarmylin are not recommended in children as its safety and effectiveness have not been established in this age group. Metformin exarmylin are available only with a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that metformin exarmylin is addictive. This medicine has been prescribed for you personally, and you should not pass it on to others, even if their symptoms are the same as yours. What should I know before I take metformin exarmylin? Warnings. Do not use metformin exarmylin if you are allergic to any medicine containing metformin, or any other biguanide, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have any of the following conditions. Type 1 diabetes mellitus, that is well controlled by insulin alone. Type 2 diabetes, that is already well controlled by diet alone. Serious complications with your diabetes, or any type of metabolic acidosis such as lactic acidosis, diabetic ketoacidosis, a symptom of uncontrolled diabetes, in which substances called ketone bodies accumulate in the blood. You may notice this as an unusual fruity odor on your breath. Kidney failure, or severe kidney disease. Dehydration, for instance due to persistent or severe vomiting or diarrhea, shock from severe injury or blood loss, severe liver disease, acute alcohol intoxication, chronic alcohol dependence, certain heart or blood circulation problems, including a recent heart attack or heart failure, when the heart fails to pump blood effectively, blood clots in the lungs. Symptoms include coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain and a fast heart rate, severe breathing difficulties, inflammation of the pancreas. Symptoms include severe upper stomach pain, often with nausea and vomiting, if associated with severe infection, or hypoxia, lack of oxygen, a severe infection, or gangrene. You need to have major surgery, or an examination such as an X-ray, or a scan requiring an injection of iodinated contrast dye. You must stop taking metformin exarmylin for a certain period of time before and after the examination or the surgery. Your doctor will decide whether you need any other treatment for this time. It is important that you follow your doctor's instructions precisely. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines, or any foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any of the following medical conditions: kidney problems, liver problems, heart or blood vessel problems including heart failure, a known or suspected mitochondrial disease, e.g. mitochondrial encephalopathy with lactic acidosis, and stroke-like episodes, mellitus, or maternal inherited diabetes and deafness, MID. Before starting metformin exa-mylan, your doctor will ask you to have a blood test to check your kidney function. Drink alcohol. Alcohol can affect the control of your diabetes. Drinking excessive amounts of alcohol while you are being treated with metformin exa-mylan may also lead to serious side effects. Your doctor may suggest you stop drinking or reduce the amount of alcohol you drink. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you start taking metformin exa-mylan. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take this medicine if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Insulin is more suitable for controlling blood glucose during pregnancy. Your doctor will replace metformin exa-mylan with insulin while you are pregnant. Do not take metformin exa-mylan if you are breastfeeding. Your doctor will discuss the options available to you. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and metformin exa-mylan may interact with each other. These include other medicines used to treat diabetes such as insulin, glitinides, and sulfonylureas. Medicines that contain alcohol, such as cough and cold syrups. Corticosteroids such as prednisone or cortisone. Tetracycline, a medicine used in people with multiple sclerosis and in young children to treat some types of seizures, fits. Danazol, a medicine used to treat endometriosis. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure and some heart conditions, such as beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, or ACE inhibitors. Some medicines used to treat asthma such as salbutamol or terbutaline. Diuretics, also called fluid tablets. Chlorpromazine, a medicine used to treat schizophrenia and other mental illnesses. NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, medicines used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation, such as aspirin, diclofenac, ibuprofen, meloxicam, naproxen, or piroxicam. Cimetidine, used to treat ulcers and reflux. Medicines used to prevent blood clots such as warfarin. Medicines that are substrates / inhibitors of organic cation transporters, October 1 such as verapamil, October 2 such as dolutegravir, crizotinib, olaparib, daclatasvir, or vandetanib. Medicines that are inducers of October 1 such as rifampicin. Medicines that may increase the risk of lactic acidosis when concomitantly used with metformin hydrochloride such as topiramate and other carbonic anhydrase inhibitors, e.g. zonisamide, acetazolamide, or diclofenamide. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect metformin exa-mylan. How do I take metformin exa-mylan? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? The dose varies from person to person. Your doctor will decide the right dose for you. The usual starting dose is 500 mg once daily with the evening meal. Your doctor may increase the dose slowly, depending on your blood glucose levels. The maximum recommended dose is 2000 mg once per day. The elderly and people with kidney problems may need smaller doses. How to take it? Swallow the tablets whole with a glass of water. Do not break, crush, or chew the tablets. If you break, crush, or chew metformin exa-mylan, they will not work as well. Metformin XR Mylan are extended release tablets. This means they have a special coating which allows the active ingredient, metformin, to be released slowly over time. When to take Metformin XR Mylan? Take your medicine every day with the evening meal. Taking Metformin XR Mylan during or with your evening meal will reduce the chance of a stomach upset. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it, how long to take it for. Keep taking Metformin XR Mylan for as long as your doctor recommends. Metformin XR Mylan will help control diabetes, but will not cure it. Most people will need to take Metformin XR Mylan for long periods of time. When you start treatment with Metformin XR Mylan, it can take up to some weeks for your blood glucose levels to be properly controlled. If you forget to take Metformin XR Mylan, Metformin XR Mylan should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the missed dose as soon as you remember with food and then go back to taking your tablets as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you use too much Metformin XR Mylan, if you think that you have used too much Metformin XR Mylan, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center Australia telephone 1-311-226 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much Metformin XR Mylan, you may feel sleepy, very tired, sick, vomit, have trouble breathing and have unusual muscle pain, stomach pain, or diarrhea. These may be early signs of a serious condition called lactic acidosis, buildup of lactic acid in the blood. You may also experience symptoms of hypoglycemia, low blood glucose. This usually only happens if you take too much Metformin XR Mylan together with other medicines for diabetes or with alcohol. If you do experience any signs of hypoglycemia, raise your blood glucose quickly by eating jelly beans, sugar, or honey, drinking a non-diet soft drink, or taking glucose tablets. What should I know while taking Metformin XR Mylan? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Metformin XR Mylan. Tell all the other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking this medicine. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor. Tell your doctor if you plan to have surgery with general anesthesia, any X-ray procedures requiring an injection of an iodinated contrast agent, dye. Your doctor will advise you when to stop taking Metformin XR Mylan before you have these procedures and when to start again. Hypoglycemia. Metformin XR Mylan does not normally cause hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, although you may experience it while taking other medicines for diabetes such as insulin, sulfonylureas, or glinide. Make sure that you, your friends, family, and work colleagues can recognize the symptoms of hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, and know how to treat them. Hypoglycemia can occur suddenly. Initial signs may include weakness, trembling, or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, headache, or lack of concentration, irritability, tearfulness, or crying, hunger, numbness around the lips and tongue. If not treated promptly, these may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, confusion, fits, or loss of consciousness. If you experience any of the symptoms of hypoglycemia, you need to raise your blood glucose immediately. You can do this by doing one of the following: eating 5 to 7 jelly beans, eating 3 teaspoons of sugar or honey, drinking half a can of non-diet soft drink, taking 2 to 3 concentrated glucose tablets. Unless you are within 10 to 15 minutes of your next meal or snack, follow up with extra carbohydrates such as plain biscuits, fruit, or milk. Taking this extra carbohydrate will prevent a second drop in your blood glucose level. Hyperglycemia. If you experience any of the signs of hyperglycemia, high blood sugar, contact your doctor immediately. The risk of hyperglycemia is increased in the following situations: uncontrolled diabetes, illness, infection, or stress, taking less Metformin XR Mylan than prescribed, taking certain other medicines, too little exercise, eating more carbohydrates than normal. Tell your doctor if any of the following happen. You become ill. You become dehydrated, for instance due to persistent or severe diarrhea or recurrent vomiting. You are injured. You have a fever. You have a serious infection such an influenza, respiratory tract infection, or urinary tract infection. You are having major surgery. You are having an examination such as an X-ray or a scan requiring an injection of an iodinated contrast agent, dye. You become pregnant. Your blood glucose may become difficult to control at these times. You may also be more at risk of developing a serious condition called lactic acidosis. At these times, your doctor may replace metformin XR-Mylan with insulin. Visit your doctor regularly for checkups. Your doctor may want to check your kidneys, liver, heart and blood levels while you are taking metformin XR-Mylan. Make sure you check your blood glucose levels regularly. This is the best way to tell if your diabetes is being controlled properly. Your doctor or diabetes educator will show you how and when to do this. Carefully follow the advice of your doctor and dietitian on diet, drinking alcohol and exercise. Things you should not do. Do not take metformin XR-Mylan to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not skip meals while taking metformin XR-Mylan. Do not stop taking your medicine or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Things to be aware of. After the active ingredient metformin is absorbed into your body, you may see the empty tablet shell in your feces, bowel motions. This is normal and does not affect the way metformin XR-Mylan works, driving, or using machines. If you have to be alert, for example when driving, be especially careful not to let your blood glucose levels fall too low. Low blood glucose levels may slow your reaction time and affect your ability to drive or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol can make this worse. However, metformin XR-Mylan by itself is unlikely to affect how you drive or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Alcohol can affect the control of your diabetes. Drinking excessive amounts of alcohol while you are being treated with metformin XR-Mylan may also lead to serious side effects. Your doctor may suggest you stop drinking or reduce the amount of alcohol you drink. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store metformin XR-Mylan or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on a windowsill or in the car. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking metformin XR-Mylan. Metformin XR-Mylan helps most people with diabetes, but it may have unwanted side effects in some people. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Do not be alarmed by the following list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Stomach upsets such as feeling sick, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, taste disturbance, loss of appetite, skin reactions such as redness of the skin, itching, or an itchy rash, urticaria. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These are generally mild side effects which disappear after the first few weeks. Taking metformin XR-Mylan with meals can help reduce nausea and diarrhea. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Nausea, vomiting, stomach pain. Trouble breathing. Feeling weak, tired, or generally unwell. Fever. Yellowing of the skin and eyes. Jaundice. Dark colored urine. Unusual muscle pain. Sleepiness. dizziness, lightheadedness, shivering, feeling extremely cold, slow heartbeat. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately, or go to the emergency department at the nearest hospital. If you notice any of the following symptoms of lactic acidosis: buildup of lactic acid in the blood. Lactic acidosis is a very rare, but serious side effect requiring urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. Although rare, if lactic acidosis does occur, it can be fatal. The risk of lactic acidosis is higher in the elderly, those whose diabetes is poorly controlled, those with prolonged fasting, those with certain heart conditions, those who drink alcohol, those with kidney or liver problems, and those with mitochondrial diseases. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. It is very important that you speak to your doctor immediately if a side effect is severe, occurred suddenly, or gets worse rapidly. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Some side effects, e.g. reduced vitamin B12 level, can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What metformin exemylin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each extended release tablet contains 1000 mg of metformin hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Calm low sodium. Hypromalose. Magnesium stearate. Potential allergens. Contain trace quantities of sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What metformin exemylin looks like. Metformin exemylin. Metformin 1000 mg tablets is a white to off-white, capsule-shaped biconvex tablet, debossed on one side with 1000. It is available in blister packs of 60 tablets, or *208441. Who distributes metformin exemylin? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30-34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in October 2025. Metformin XR Mylan _CMI.CT25/00.